Hey, so we are, Adam, first of all, we all waited for you, because we love you, we're great. Okay, so we are picking up, we did the Mishnah, we are picking on Lamed Aleph, Omed Aleph, we are on 31A, we're starting at the Gemara right now. So scheduling-wise, it looks like we are going to finish Meretz Hashem Tuesday night, we are going to finish this Masechta. For those that are interested, I think we're going to be doing Masechta's Tainus after this. And I believe, I'm speaking to Rabbi Silber just to confirm that, and I think we may be waiting to start it until the following Monday, so we're going to just see how that plays out. Okay. Well, you're assuming that I'd be able to write questions that you know, it's a multiple choice. Make up your own question. You know, it's like self-evaluation, self-test. Okay. Yeah.
Important question.
You want to know if Rebecca's making chocolate chip cookies?
No, see him. Yeah.
Yes, we can do a see him. Absolutely. What?
We'll figure something out.
Absolutely. Adam, I am not turning down any food. You know. Yeah. Absolutely. Okay, so Matt, again, the Gemara for the rest of the Masechta is basically going to be going through the mission we had gone through and said what you are supposed to be laning depending on which Yom Tov you're talking about. So the Gemara is just going to go through now in detail what the lanings are and the Haftorahs that are associated with them as you're doing it. And I think that's going to take us through the rest of the Masechta, but here we go. Okay, so Gemara says, again, we're starting 6 lines down on Lamed Aleph and Aleph from the Gemara, Tan Rabbanan. But Pesach Karma Parshas Moados, that on Pesach you would read from the Parshas Moados, which is in Parshas Amor. But Maftirim Pesach Gilgal, and they would talk, the Haftorah would be from Pesach Gilgal, which was the first Pesach that they had after they entered Eretz Yisrael. So you'd read the Haftorah. Because remember, the Haftorah would always correlate with whatever that laning is you're doing every week. If you look at the, you know, the Parsha, whatever laning, you know, Tazri Mitzor, you look at the Haftorah, there's a connection. But Idna the Ika Tre Yomi, nowadays that we have 2 days, again, in Chutz Laaretz, we have 2 days of Pesach. Yom Akama Pesach Gilgal, the first day they talk about Pesach Gilgal, Ulamachr Pesach Yoshio, and the next day they talk about the Haftorahs from the Pesach that they had from Yoshiyahu. Ushaimos a Pesach, and the other days of Pesach, Malaki Bakari Minyanos a Pesach, they would talk about things that were related to Pesach. And what is that? Mahi Amara Papa Mapu Simon. It's a acronym for Mapu, which stands for, right, Rashi brings down, so Mapu stands for Mishchu, it was the first one, and Kesef Talvi is the next one, Psalacha is the third, and Vayidaber, which is talking about Pesach, is the fourth one. So again, that's the four that we lay for the remaining days of Pesach. Yom Tov Achron Shal Pesach, Karim Vayhi B'Shalach, the Shvi'i Shal Pesach, we would lay Vayhi B'Shalach, which talks about Yetzias Mitzrayim, and talks about Kriyas Yamsuf. Umaftirin by Dabir David and Lamachar Kalabachar, and then on the last day of Pesach, again in Chutz Laaretz, we read Kalabachar, Umaftirin, which talks about, again, it has Yom Tovim in there, Umaftirin Oda Yom. Amrabai, Vahidna Nog, Alma Lemikri, Mishach Torah, Kaddish Bakaspa, Pesob and Bara, Shalach Bukhra. So again, all these things represent, those are the things that we just mentioned before. That is what we lay on Pesach. But Tzeres on Shavuos, Shiva Shavuos, we learn the parsha that's related to Shavuos. Maftirim b'Chabakuk, and we learn the Haftorah from Chabakuk. And Acharim Arim b'Chodesh Hashlishi, that's what we read related to Shavuos. Maftirim b'Merkava, and we read about the Maaseh Merkava for that day of Shavuos. V'idna de'ika Triyomi, now that we have 2 days again, because remember, the Gemara was talking about in Eretz Yisrael, where they would only observe 1 day. Not only observe, meaning that they're not doing another day. They would only have the Yom Tov for 1 day. V'edna de'ika treyomi, avidna ketravai, we do both those lanings, v'ipcha, but we reverse the order. Rosh Hashanah, and Rosh Hashanah, b'chodesh hashvi, we lane the Torah portion related to Rosh Hashanah, v'mavtirin haben yakir li Ephraim, v'yeshomim, Hashem pakad asara, that Hashem remembered Sarah, which is talking about the power of tefillah that would work on Rosh Hashanah, v'mavtirin b'chana, we would talk about the Haftorah of Chana, which again was where she had, which was talking about where she had beseeched Hashem, she wanted to have, she gave birth to Shmuel HaNavi. V'idna de'ika triyomin, again, nowadays that we have 2 days, yom akam ki yeshomrim, that we say that we do Hashem Pakat Zara, and Lamachar Velkim Nasas Avram, and then the second day of Rosh Hashanah, we do Akedas Yitzchak. Maftirin HaBen Yakir, and then we do the Haftorah of HaBen Yakir Le'Ephraim. V'yom HaKippurim, Karn Achrimos, we do Parshas Achrimos, which talks about the halachos and the parshios of Yom Kippur. Maftirin Kikomar Ram V'Nisa, V'mincha Karn Barayas, then of Mincha on Yom Kippur, we read about Arayos, which again, I think, I think Rabbi Silber said, like, it's very strange that you read about Arayos on Yom Kippur, because when people are fasting and they're asking God for forgiveness, it's like the strangest thing, it's the furthest thing from your mind to be thinking about Arayos. So why does Torah have to talk about, why do we do it on Yom Kippur? And he said, even so, that goes to the power of Arayos that they have, that people have to make sure to try to abstain from it as much as possible. And then we do the Haftorah of Yonah, which talks about the power of Tshuva. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Anytime you find where it talks about how great and how mighty the Hashem is, you're also going to find where it talks about the anivus of Hashem, about the humility. It's written in the Torah, and then it's said again in Nevi'im, and then it's said a third time in Ksuvim. It says in the Torah, it's, the Pasuk says, it's talking about again how great and mighty Hashem is. It says that he's Elokei Adonim. And then right afterwards it says, that he does mishpat for Yosef, so he's remembering the widows and the orphans. So even though Hashem is up, you know, the highest you can imagine, but he never forgets about the widows and the orphans. Shani ben Nevi'im, then the next, and then it's reiterated in Nevi'im, because the pasuk says, Ki Kamar Ram Venisa Shochin Avakadosh, that it says that Hashem, who is great and who is very mighty, and he lives forever. And then it says, right afterward, it says in Nevi'im, Vezdaka v'shval ruach, that he's also there for the people that are very low, that are feeling very down, that Hashem is there. And Mashulis b'ksuvim, and then it was, again, the last time it was said in ksuvim, d'chsiv, solo l'roche b'arabos b'kashmo, that we're going to praise Hashem, who's so mighty that he's up in Shemayim. Uksiv asrein, and then it says afterwards, avi yisomim b'dayin amonis, that Hashem is the father of the orphans, and he's also, that he judges the widows, that again, Hashem doesn't forget them, he's always remembering them. Yom Tov, do you want a sponsor? Oh. Yom Tov Achron Shel Chag, and then the last, so then now the Gemara is going back to continue about the halachas of Sukkot, about the laning we do on Sukkot. Yom Tov Arishon Shel Chag, Karma Parshas Moad, Asher B'Torah's Kohanim. Again, we lay Parshas Emor, just like we did, like we talked about before. Umavtirin Hine Yom Ba Lashem, V'Idna De'ika Tre Yomi. Now that we have 2 days of Sukkot, L'machar Mikra Hachi Nami Karina, and again we repeat it, and we land it again, and Avturim Maya, what's the Haftorah? Avturim Vayikalu El HaMelech Shlomo, that they would read that Haftorah. So again, every single laning is related to whatever the Yom Tov is, and the Haftorah is related to the laning. And then the mission continued. Then on the rest of the days of Sukkot, they would sit and they would read about whatever the carbon was for that day on Sukkot. Yom Tov Achron, and then on the last day of Sukkot, Karn Kal Bechor, we read Kal Bechor, which is in Parshas Re'eh. And mitzvos v'chukim v'bechor, which we talk about again, we'll talk about mitzvos, we'll talk about chukim that they had said about the halachas of bechor. And maftirin v'yihi k'chalos Shlomo, and then we'll talk about when he finished dedicating the Beis HaMikdash. And l'machar karn v'zos habracha, then on the last day, Simchas Torah, we learn v'zos habracha. Umaftirin v'yamot Shlomo, Haftarah that we read is Vayamot Shlomo, which again was talking about again for the dedication that was taking place in the Beis HaMikdash. Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav, Shabbos Shachal Yos B'Chol Shemot, if you have Shabbos that falls on Chol HaMoed, Ben B'Pesach, Ben B'Sukkos, Mikra Karina and Re'ei Ata, we read this parsha of Re'ei Ata, Avturei, and as far as Haftarah goes, B'Pesach, Hatzamos, Hayuveshos, on Pesach, we read this Haftarah called Hatzamos, Hayuveshos, B'Sukkos, B'Yom Bo'Gog, it talks about the war of Gog and Magog that's going to be taking place. B'Chanukah Nesiim, and on Chanukah we read from Parshas Naso, where we go through what each of the Nesiim would bring on that day. Each day we do one of the Nesiim, and then the last day we read the last five that are left. Mavtirim Neres Tzacharia, and then we do the Haftarah that talks about the Neres Tzacharia. V'Mikla Shtei Shabbosos, and if it turns out that year you have two Shabbosos, which sometimes happen, they could have two Shabbos Chanukahs, so what do? Kamaisa Beneres to Zachariah and Besraisa Beneres Shlomo. So again, we do one, we talk about the Neres of Zachariah, the other one we do for the Neres of Shlomo. And Bepurim, then the Mishnah said that on Purim we read Vayavo Amalek, which talks about that when Amalek came with the Bnei Yisrael, we're leaving Mitzrayim, and Amalek came and attacked him from behind, and Moshe held up his hands in the air, and when he was holding up his hands, the Bnei Yisrael were victorious. And Maftirin Vahayam Ide Chodesh Bechadsho. Chalios Be'echa B'Shabbos, if Rosh Chodesh falls out on Sunday, I'm sorry, I skipped. Rosh Chodesh Chal Yos B'Shabbos, if If Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, Mavtirin b'hayim mideh Chodesh v'chodesho. But Chal Yos b'echad b'Shabbos, when you have that Rosh Chodesh, if it falls out on a Sunday, so Me'esma Mavtirin v'yom le Yonasan Machar Chodesh, then that's called that Shabbos. We would read the Parsha of Machar Chodesh. Amar Rav Huna, I will do one last piece of Gemara. Amar Rav Huna, turning to Lamed Aleph and Beis, Rosh Chodesh Av Shechal Yos b'Shabbos, you have Rosh Chodesh Av that falls out on Shabbos, Mavtirin Chodeshechem Oadechem Son and Nafshi Hayu Alay L'Troach. We read this Haftorah that says that Hashem says that that He hates the chatshech mo'adeichem and my v'hayo alay l'troach. What does it mean that they become that they're very bothersome to Hashem? Amar Hakadosh Baruch Hu lo dayin lahem l'Yisrael shechotin l'fan. It's not enough that the Bnei Yisrael are sinning before me. Ela shematrichan osi leida ezuk zera kasha av yalem. But I have to now sit and wonder what punishment I'm going to have to give them, because Hashem doesn't want to punish us. It's only when we're going off to derech, we're not doing what we're supposed to be doing, then Hashem is saying that that's what I don't want to have to do. But He reluctantly He says that He has to give the punishment that has to be given. Okay, we will stop here and continue on Monday night.